September can be a wistful and anxious month for parents, especially if their children are going off to college for the first time. There are the usual worries about courses, roommates, how the kids will cope with all that personal freedom. On top of that, there's the risk that students will get into trouble with their credit cards. NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports.
If they don't have one already, they're likely to be offered one soon, according to Zach Amchislavsky, a senior at Georgetown University in Washington, D.C.
You walk out of class and there's a line of credit card companies giving you free stuff if you just fill an application out. And then 2 weeks later, you get a credit card in the mail and you're like, oh, cool, I have a credit card. Before you know it, you have a desk full of credit cards that you don't really want.
And he says it's really easy to go ahead and use them. Another Georgetown student, Dali Ibrahim, amassed 10 credit cards by the time she was a sophomore and thousands of dollars in debt. She bought all sorts of things.
Clothes and like things that I didn't need, you know, like electronics or things like that. I love shoes, so I'd be, you know, buying shoes every weekend. When I first got my bills and they were like $1,000, I thought, well, maybe I could take care of it. And, you know, I was working at the time, so I thought, well, I'll pay it off in a couple months, but then, you know, it just kept accumulating with the interest and everything, and then I come to have like a $5,000 credit card bill, and I can't pay it off. I'm just like, oh my God.
More than 8 out of 10 college students have credit cards, according to figures cited at a Senate hearing yesterday. Professor Robert Manning of the Rochester Institute of Technology pointed to his own recent survey of students at George Mason University in Virginia.
Shockingly, 60% of the freshmen with credit cards said they've maxed out their credit cards, and 3/4 of all other students said that they've maxed out their credit cards.
Manning and others, including Ellen Frischberg, who directs student financial aid services at Johns Hopkins University, lamented that the vast majority of students arrive on campus with no training in personal finance.
They don't understand what APR is. They don't understand compound interest. And they don't understand why paying only a small amount of their bill will get them into trouble later on.
And experts said parents may have no idea their children are wielding plastic until it's too late. Lawmakers, including Senator Christopher Dodd, a Democrat from Connecticut, hope to push through legislation to change this. It would require anyone under 21 who wants a card to provide one of the following:
a co-signature of a parent or guardian or other responsible party. Number two, an independent means of financial support for repaying their debts. Not an outrageous or radical suggestion I would offer. Or the completion of a certified credit counseling course. Any one of those three.
But some question this approach. Spokesmen for the banking industry argue that if 18-year-olds are old enough to drive and go to war, they're certainly old enough to be responsible for a credit card. Michael Statton, who directs the Credit Research Center at Georgetown University, agrees.
There is much evidence that college students are as responsible as the rest of us when it comes to their credit card usage behavior.
Statton has found that students, on average, are actually somewhat more likely to pay off their full balance than non-students. He argues that credit cards give students practical experience.
I think of it as the training wheels approach to learning to use a credit card. Students learn that their wants usually exceed their resources, and they have to manage that tension. They learn that the credit card company doesn't forget you've made the purchase, nor will it forget if you don't pay. All of these lessons must be learned eventually.
But lawmakers and financial aid officials report that parents are clamoring for some way to make these lessons less costly, since they're often the ones who end up picking up the tab. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.